Okay, Chevra, so welcome back. Let's begin the new sugya. There is a little more to say about ksav al gabe ksav, but my feeling was that to get back into the sugya would take more time than is worth it, so therefore I'd like to just begin the next sugya. The Gemara says, Tanakh, hasav os achas vehishlima l'sefer. So if you write a single letter and you complete the book. Now, what is the book? Right, so Rashi comments it's only one of the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh, presumably, no? That's what Rashi says. Now, why would that be true? Why would Rashi say only one of the Chaf Dalet Sfarim? Again? Louder?
Do you need Ketiva Tama for Chaf Dalet
Sfarim? Oh, that's interesting. In other words, if you hold that we compare Ksiva on Shabbos to Ksiva by Stam based on our Ksiva Tama shir, so that could be a possibility, although we noted even then that that seems a little unlikely, especially because we don't really assume like the Arzaru la halacha. So why would Rashi say Kasav Osachas v'Hishlima l'Sefer is only one of the Chafdad's form of Tanakh? By the way, how does Rabbeinu Chanano say it?
But didn't someone else say the Sefer Torah or any Sefer?
Well, I mean, that seems to be what Rashi is saying in terms of Tanakh. That Sefer means a real book. I think there's a line there, Rabbeinu Chanan, I can't find it in my Gemara, I had in my other Gemara. Rabbeinu Chanan says something about even the mezuzah.
Yeah, about
Sefer Right. That's one. If right, in other words, according to the Rabbeinu Chanano, even if it's a mezuzah. Now, presumably, and we'll have to elaborate on this a little bit more, the Minchas Chinuch develops this idea, but what Rashi is probably getting at is that the idea is Kosav Osachas v'Hishlima L'Sefer. I complete a book. Now, how do you know that you complete the book? You know, the book might never be done. You could always add more to the book. But if I have one of the Chafdalid Svarim of Tanakh, or I have a mezuzah, so then it's not shayich to really add more. Right? It's a, right? You finished Shir HaShirim, right? Brach Dodi, right? It's over. The book is over. You can't add anything else onto the Sefer. It's not shayich. So only in that case would Rashi say that you're going to be chayiv, but a regular book, presumably, even though I'm thinking I'm done, but we would say, mehecha teisi, you're really done. I think this is a strong possibility. The Minchas Chinuch takes this possibility. We'll have to develop it further as we go on. Sophia.
But then, lav dafka chaf dalet, shouldn't it just be like hilchot stam?
What do you mean?
It's like with tefillin, right?
Okay, in other words, right. So what you're saying is that if Rashi... So again, I don't know if Rashi is arguing on the Rabbeinu Chanano. I think what Rashi is probably saying is that since the Lashon of the Gemara is Hishlima L'Sefer, a mezuzah or a tefillin or something is not really a sefer. Right? So you're right. By mezuzah, the same halacha would be true, but in terms of the pshat in the Gemara, Rashi is saying it's got to be a sefer. Oh, weiter. So the Gemara asks, right, orag chut echod v'hishlim ala beged is chayiv. The Gemara says, man tana, who is the author of this statement? So Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, it's Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Achas al Ha'orig is Chayiv. Okay, who wants to explain that to me? Rabbi Eliezer, who says Achas al Ha'orig?
According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you just write one letter or just one string, you're chayef because you're chayef for Ori, not for like finishing, but he thinks that Kerchayim will be only one.
Rabbi Eliezer, in the next Mishnah at the beginning of Perek HaOreg, says that usually to be Chayim for Oreg, you need two, how do you call it, the weave things? Also stitches?
Loops?
Maybe. Again, I have never woven anything in my life. I don't know. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayiv even if it's only one, providing they have something that's pre-existing. Achas al ha'orig is going to be chayiv. So Zokli Gemara, that presumably this braisa that says that if I'm chayiv for os achas v'hishlima l'sefer goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, it's interesting, just as an aside, that Rabbi Eliezer in the next Mishnah does not say anything about how a mashlim. No? Our braisa says, os achas v'hishlima l'sefer. Or chut echad v'hishlima l'beged. If I'm shtelling it too, if I'm connecting it to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah on Kuf Hey, so over there it does not say anything about hishlima. And that might be why Rav Ashi moves away. Rav Ashi says, "Afilu tema rabbonon lahashlam shani." Right, that this braisa says I'm chayiv only when I'm being mashlim. In other words, only when I am completing everything. Great. Now, why am I chayiv if I write os achas v'hishlima l'sefer? So the pashta says I'm chayiv because, right, this is not that complicated. The reason I'm chayiv is because there's significance to one os when it's the last os of a book. It's a davar chashuv, no? Isn't that pretty self-evident? But here's the problem. We had a long discussion in our youth about what's the lumdis behind the shear of shtei osios on Shabbos. There are two possibilities. Ali Shafa, you want to fill us in?
That's okay.
It's okay, fine.
We're saying like in terms of chatzi shear?
We spoke about chatzi shear versus...
versus like you need, that's the threshold.
Versus chatzi melacha. No?
Yeah.
In our youth, right? Listen, you know, I had a birthday since last time we met, so now I'm really old, right? Thank you. I'm officially 45. Does that make me old?
No.
Probably, no? It's gematria ma. Right?
It's all relative.
Whatever. Okay, so now. Tosfos on daf ayin gimel. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis pointed out that it's a little unusual that when the Mishnah lists off the 39 malachos, by some malachos we tell you what the shi'ur is, and by other malachos it doesn't say what the shi'ur is. Right? Remember this? So Tosis asks Akasha, how come by Osesh de Batei Nirin, and by Oreg, and by Potzei, and Topher, and Kosev, we tell you the shear, and by other malachos, we don't say what the shear is. By all malachos, is a shear. Right? You're not going to be chayiv a karbin, right? Unless you have a certain shear. How come the Mishnah only lists the shear by certain malachos? So we quoted an idea from the Sefer Magen Avos, or Mordechai Benet. I couldn't find the Magen Avos online, so I gave you a citation from Rebbe Yashiv's notes on the Gemara, that Rebbe Yashiv quotes that Reb Mordechai Benet in the Sefer Magen Avos, Reb Mordechai Benet says that by these malachos, if I do os achas, if I'm kosev os achas, if I'm tofer chut echod, it's not a chatzi shir. It's ki'ilu, it's what we would call in lomdus a chatzi malacha. Chatzi shir is asr min haTorah. Let's say I eat a little bit of chelev. So I'm not going to be chayiv a carbon because I'm only eating a tiny bit. You need a full kezayis to be chayiv. But every little bit is asr, and therefore chatzi shir is asra Torah, and you can't even eat a tiny bit on Yom HaKippurim. But there are certain things that a chatzi shir is a garnished mit garnished on the level of Doraisa, right? Do I have to translate garnished mit garnished? Right? It's nothing. It's bupkis, right? It's garnished. For example, let's say the malach of chutzah. The malach of chutzah, the pshat is that if I do akira but not a hanacha, so I didn't do anything. Because in order to violate Hotza'a, you need Akira and Hanacha. And no one would say that it's Chatzishir Asar Torah if you just pick it up without putting it down. It might be a Chatzishir if you carry two amos. Right? There are certain Shi'urim which are called thresholds rather than Shi'urim. We gave a mashal, for example, you know, to become a Gadol or a Gadola, you need Shtei Cyrus. Right? So let's say you only have Seyar Echad. So, what? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's a Prenel Barcha made this point. That if you just have one, right, if you just have one hair, so you're not like half of a gadol. Right? There's no such thing as being half of a gadol or half of a gadol. It just doesn't make sense, right? So, Rav Mordechai Benet notes in the Magen Avos that the malacha of Kosev, there's no din of Chatzishir being Asra Torah. It, without two letters, it's nothing. If that's the case, so our Gemara is very hard to understand. How come Kosev Oz Achas v'Hishlima L'Sefer? How come it's going to be Chayiv? I understand if the din of a shir usually is to create a sense of Chashivos. But any tiny amount is Aser Min HaTorah. It's just it's not Chashiv enough to be Chayiv. So I would get it. How come if it's Oz Achas v'Hishlima L'Sefer, I understand why it'd be Chayiv. However, if you're going to tell me, like Reb Mordechai Benet, that there's no such thing that Os Achas is not a Chatzishir, Os Achas is garnished, so then how could it be that Kosav Os Achas or Shlima L'Sefer, how could it be that you're going to be Chayiv? Hello, tell your chef.
Hi. Maybe because Os Achas in general is done, like it needs number two to come after it to give it significance, versus, well, if it's the last one, that is the number two.
So whoa, 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 whoa. But you're thinking, right, that one is somewhat significant because two comes after one. But the way we're explaining that you need two osios to be anything in the realm of ksiva, so one is nothing. So nothing plus nothing equals nothing. So it doesn't matter if that nothing is the last thing in the book, it still is nothing. Because less than two osios is nothing. Right? That's the basic idea of Reb Mordechai Benet. It's like the mashal of Shtei Saros, I think, is a very powerful mashal. It's not like one plus one that creates godless. It's that, no, once you have two, it's godless. That first one is nothing.
Why can't you say that Dover, meaning we said before, Dover Chashev, which makes it fundamentally different?
But the idea of Dover Chashev making it fundamentally different only makes sense if each little bit has something. It's just not chashuv enough.
Like the first os of shtei osios?
The first os of shtei osios, we're saying, is a nothing. Let's take, if I eat a kezayis of chelev, some chayiv, right? So every little drop of chelev is also chelev, halachically. So therefore, it's chazila, it's drufe. That's the lashon of the Gemara in the sugya of chatzishir. You can combine them together to create a full shir. But if it's a threshold, if it's that anything beneath this point is garnished, so then the concept of chazila itztrufe doesn't make sense.
But what if it's not chazila itztrufe, meaning?
So then how could I be chayiv?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Adina.
I mean, I don't know if the Rishonim discussed this, but can we just say that he's chayiv from Achrei Patish and not chayiv from?
Oh, yes, we can. Yes.
So,
yes.
And it's not an issue.
Correct. In other words, this issue is only problematic if I'm assuming that the chiyuv over here is because of the malacha of kosev. So then I get my head all bent into knots, if there would be such an expression, because, like, hey, one second, how can I be chayiv on kosev if it's only os achas And the definition of kol seif is I need shtei osios. But if I'm saying that the malacha is ma'ke bepatish, so then I could argue that I'm chayiv on os achas even. I'm chayiv on os achas even if os achas is garnished. But that means that os achas is garnished in the context of kosev. But in the context of ma'ke bepatish, perhaps os achas is significant, providing it's the last os in the book. Hello, Sophia Stefanski. How are you?
Pretty good. But so our Mishnah is in context of Ketiva. Like a few minutes right before we're talking about Makor Patish, why all of a sudden?
Yeah, so that's
would we be talking about Makor Patish here?
So again, so let's go slowly. Our Mishnah doesn't say anything. I have a Brisa that says Kasav Os Achas or a Tana.
Right?
Whoa. But it says Tana. Kasav Osachas v'hishlima, then frek the Gemara Mantana. Who's the author of that, right? In other words, I have this brisa. It's a phantom brisa. It's somewhere.
What's the point of this brisa being here?
Well, because our Mishnah is dealing with halachas of kosev, and this brisa is talking about a maisa of ksiva. You know, once I'm in the world of braises, I don't know if I'm bound by saying that I'm only chai for the specific malacha of Makeh B'Patish. I also have to contend with the fact, like, we noted this at the beginning of the perek, that Makeh B'Patish is kind of a fluid malacha, right? Makeh B'Patish is, like, stuck in there in the middle of bonus sugyas, and then we go to kosev. Like, so it could be that Makeh B'Patish is just there. I don't know how to say that better. But it's entirely possible that the malacha over here is Makeh B'Patish. Now, according to the Rambam, what's the malacha?
Well, implied kosev.
How does the Rambam imply that?
Because in his talking about all the things that you're chayv, like, kosev,
yeah,
for, he's right smack in the middle.
So the Rambam is talking about, like, a million dinam dechayv for kosev, and the Rambam just throws in the middle of this thing, and the Rambam in the middle of all these dinam, kosev shtei osios is chayv, right, then kosev osachas gedola is pater, kosev osachas hishlamas is sefer is chayv. You get an impression that we're only talking about kosev and mochek and the contrast. And for the Rambam, the pashtus is yuchayev for kosev, not for makeh b'patish, which again I think is the pashtus in Judaism, right? The makeh b'patish idea is kind of out of left field. Now, there is a Rishon who entertains the idea that yuchayev mishum makeh b'patish. And who is that? Rabbi Menachem HaMe'iri, who was awesomely cool, and he died. So then the Me'iri, right? So the Me'iri basically says that there is Gedole, what does he call it? Gedole HaMefarshim Daikonim. He has Me'iri always has titles, and the footnotes on the Me'iri say, I don't know who he's talking about or where this is. But he quotes some phantom Rishon that the Chiyuv over here is Mishum Makeh B'Patish, but the Me'iri does not like that. Why doesn't he like it?
Because then you're not really finishing it.
Because you're not really finishing it. Say better. I mean, more precisely.
Meaning, he gives examples of other things where, like, if you're writing a sefer and you don't, like, write the last ost, then, like, it's still basically a full sefer. Like, it's...
What's the Lashon HaMe'iri? Someone pull up the Me'iri and read me his Lashon.
It seems like it's all, like, if you are doing an action where the entire, let's say, the example that he gives is, like, ktsira. So the entire action is just, let's say, cutting. So to say that in ktsira, by finishing the cutting, you're also
chai mishum makeh b'patish,
just gets rid of the entire concept of being chai for ktsira in some senses.
Okay, in other words, any malacha that I do, so there's a beginning and an end, and finishing the malacha is not Makeh B'Patish. Right? The Me'iri over here has some expression that Makeh B'Patish is after I finish the malacha, I do the finishing touch, right? What we would call in Yiddish the nachepis. You do like the extra thing. I would argue that putting the cover on the book is the makkah b'patish, but finishing the book isn't. Oh, was this your mashal?
Yeah, we're discussing it, and Dina brought that up.
I probably mentioned this earlier. Right, so the Me'iri is saying that you are not chayiv mishum makkah b'patish until the malacha is done. And therefore, the Me'iri rejects this phantom Rishon who says that you're chayiv mishum makkah b'patish. Now, in defense of phantom Rishon, we could say as follows. Go to the first Mishnah in our Perek. Rashbag Omer, the end, the last two lines from the first Mishnah Perek. Rashbag Omer, Af hamakeh bekornos al hasedan, bishas melocha chayiv, mipnei shehu kimitake melocha, which is the same as makeh b'patish. The way we have the Mishnah, it says if I'm makeh bekornos al hasedan, if I take the martel, right? That's what Rashi says. Martel is hammer for the French among us. So if I take the martel and I bang it on the block, b'shas melacha, then I'm chayiv mishum mitake melacha, I'm chayiv makkah b'patish. However, we noted that the way the Mishnah is quoted in the Rif on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is Rashbag Omer av hamakeh b'kornos astan b'shas gemar melacha. No? The way the Rif on Lamed Zayin B'dafei HaRif quotes our Mishnah, it does not say Shas Melacha, it says Shas Gemar Melacha. And then if you turn to the Ran on the Rif, on the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, in my Rans it's on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Right? In your Rans it's somewhere. Right? Again, in Perek Klal Gadol, the Mishnah says Avos Malachos Arbam Chaser Achas. So the Ran on that Mishnah where it says Hamakeh B'Patish. I have it on Lamed Aleph and the Beis B'Dapei Harif. It's in Perek Klal Gadol, Perek Shvi'i, the second Mishnah. The Mishnah says Avos Malachos. Your pages are a little different, but you have it, Elisha. But you want to call out the page for?
Yeah, it's on page 7,
which is the little one.
And you see the Ran begins v'hamakeh b'patish, it's like in big words in the Ran. So the Ran quotes that according to Rashi, makeh b'patish is gemar malacha. And Rashi quotes that the Uman bangs al hastan b'shas gemar malacha. And then the Ran asks, v'lo mechuvar, that's wrong, right? In other words, Rashi in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel translates the malacha of makeh b'patish as when the uman bangs on the sedan. The Ran says that's wrong because that is really the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, but the Tanakhama says makeh b'patish is something different. Right? In other words, the Ran is asking on Rashi, right, v'lo mechuvar, d'beperek habone, we learn misatet and makeh b'patish, and about that, the end of the Mishnah says, according to Rabban Gamliel, af hamakeh b'kornos hastan b'shat gemar melacha, alma d'lav hainu makeh b'patish. In other words, Rabban Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama uses a term called makeh b'patish. Rabban Gamliel says, makeh b'kornos al hastan. That means, according to the Tanakhama, makeh b'kornos is not makeh b'patish. Ella, the Ran says a different shot that makeh b'patish means that you bang on the keli when the keli is done. Okay. Comes along the Rashash, the first Rashash in our Perek.
What
does
the Ran
say? So the Ran asks on Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel translates makeh b'patish as being makeh b'kornos al-hastan. That's why Rashi translates the Malacha Makiv HaPatish. The Ran asks, well, that is Makiv HaPatish as defined by Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, whoever it is. But the Tanakhama obviously defines Makiv HaPatish differently. Comes along the Rashash. The Rashash here. Turn to the Rashash on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The first Rashash in our Perek, but it's like eight lines in and says Vihine. You see it? Vihine. You have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Vihine. That Lapirishri Mosif Resh Bag Af Hamaka Al Hastan. Right? Rashbag is adding, the Tanakhama says there's something called Makim Patish. Rashbag adds Maka al Hastan. Ula Pirish Rashim per Klau Godol, Tsarich Lomar de Mosif af Bishat Milacha. Vekem Mashim and Perusho Bigamara. Says the Rashash that really the way Rashi understands the Mishnah, there everyone holds that there is makeh b'patish when you bang the kornos on the stan. When if I take that hammer and I bang it on the block, that is makeh b'patish. However, Rashbag is adding that that is even true b'shat melacha, or b'shas melacha, right? It's even true before I'm done with the melacha. In other words, Rashi is open to a possibility that is decidedly against this Mi'iri. Right? The way Rashi is understanding the Mishnah on Kuf Beis, the Tana Rashbag says that the Chiddush of Makeh B'Patish is that you could violate Makeh B'Patish even B'Shas Melacha. Meaning, I'm not yet done with everything. Right, the whole premise of the Mi'iri is that you can only violate Makeh B'Patish when you put the cover on the book. But the last word of the book can't be Makeh B'Patish. Rashi says, why not? Right, Rashi says, no, there can be Makeh B'Patish, even if it's B'Shas Melacha. We tried to explain in our youth, like at the beginning of the semester, another good reason why we need a final to Chazar, but we tried to explain in our youth, at the beginning of the semester, that maybe any Maisa Uman, any really professional act, could be called Makeh B'Patish, the type of thing that a regular Jill can't do on her own. Right? That is Makeh B'Patish. It requires a certain expertise. When I'm banging the hammer, to know how to put the hammer on the block, to keep the hammer just as smooth as it needs to be, not to make the hammer too sharp, whatever the whole Torah over here is. So I would argue as follows. Ready, ladies? This is Schwartz's Chiddush. If you don't like it, you don't have to, but as we know what happens. It would seem to me that Rashi is coming from the perspective of the Melacha being Makeh B'Patish. And my raya for that is that Rashi says one of the 24 Sfarim. If the melacha would be the melacha of kosev, so whenever I write, or whenever I decide on my own that I'm done with writing, that's kosev. Right? We pointed out, according to Rashi, aleph aleph can be kosev. How is aleph aleph kosev? Well, aleph aleph is kosev because I decide I'm done writing. It's not the end of a book. It's not the end of anything, but I decide I'm writing aleph aleph, that's all I'm going to write, I'm chayiv. That's for kosev. But for makeh b'patish, Rashi might say, no, I need something that there's a formal end of, like a sefer, there's something that has real chashivas to it. But, right, even if it's not acharei kechlos hakol, even though it's not that everything is done, but nonetheless I could be chayiv al tzmakim v'patish, providing it's some sort of professional act, b'shas malacha. That's the way I'm trying to understand Rashi. Let's go slowly. Okay? Basically, we have a phantom sheet in the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes some who say that you're chayv for Makkah B'Patish. By the way, there is a Sfas Emes over here who writes that you're chayv for Makkah B'Patish. Right? Gera Rebbe, any of you Gera Chasidim? No one. I thought you were Jewish. Okay. How many of you come from Hasidish backgrounds, by the way?
1%.
1%? It's like 50% over here. What?
My dad always wants to do a DNA test thing. Because
he wishes he was
thinking. He really wants to.
Oh, so it turned out he has like 1% Hasidish blood. Yeah. That's
makes sense.
Hmm. And that's going to be bottle. I don't know if that counts. But I would argue that we have this phantom shita that Yechayiv Mishum Makkah B'Patish. It's a little hard to understand because, as the Me'iri points out, Makkah B'Patish can only be done when the entire Malacha has completed. So how could they be Makkah B'Patish? I would argue that according to Rashi, it's a possibility because Rashi says that there's Makkah B'Patish B'Shas Malacha rather than Shas Gemar Malacha, like the Rashash points out, in the first mission of the Perek. That's Nekuda Rishona. If it's Chai Mishum Makkah B'Patish, so then we could argue that the reason why you need Echad Michof Dalet Sfarim is that in order to be Chai Mishum Makkah B'Patish, it has to be something that really is done. It's not something that subjectively I just decided to complete. There are rayas to this yisod at the beginning of the Perek, where Rashi keeps on saying ideas that my das is not to do more. That might be chai by all malachos, if I decide I'm done. But for Makkah B'Patish, Rashi at the beginning of the Perek uses lashonos like the item is done, no one adds on to it. For Makkah B'Patish, we could argue that according to Rashi, both it's shas malacha, and it has to be something that is really done, finito, completed, not something that's just subjectively I decided to be done. Eli Shefa.
But if you're saying that it's b'shas malacha, like you could do Makkah B'Patish b'shas malacha, so then how are you saying it's gemar malacha also?
So I would say that you don't need gemar malacha as long as it's shas. I think the idea is that Shas Malacha, it can't be, if I'm going to have 100 letters, it can't be letter 50 is the Makkah B'Patish. It has to be letter 100, but it doesn't have to be 101. Now, you are pointing out like a certain difficulty over here, because if it's really Shas Malacha, so then any professional act in the middle should also be Chayiv. So I don't know if we're going that far. Right? We're saying Shas Malacha, but just in the sense of the last act of writing the book, providing I'm not being mosive anything onto it. At least that's what we're saying now. I think when we gave Shurim at the very beginning of the parak, we said something different. Okay. Now, the Tosefta. According to the Tosefta, what am I chayiv for? What is the Tosefta? In which way is the Tosefta different than what we've been saying until now? Come on, ladies, turn. Tosefta, chapter 12. Halacha, where is it? Hey? Kasav osachas, uba acher v'kasav osachas, uba acher v'kasav osachas, afiu kol hashem kulom, I feel called a sefer kulo putter. Next, kasav osachas vehishlim es hashem, osachas vehishlim es hasefer is chayiv. Hello, Adina.
You're chayiv also according to the step. You're chayiv also for just finishing a word.
Finishing a word. So is that going to be Makkah B'Patish?
Well, according to Rashi's understanding, with the Rashi's understanding, maybe you could say that it is because.
So you're thinking like your sister.
Well, we have a lot of shared DNA.
Okay. Hey,
not
I mean, I would say that it's easier to say that I'm chayiv for os achas v'hishlam es hashem if the chiyuv is based on kosev. The chiyuv is based on makeh bepatish, especially if what we said is correct, that there can only be makeh bepatish if I am not going to add anything onto this. And that's why I need one of the chafdalad svarim, because or else I might decide to add anything. By a shame, I can't be chayiv for makeh bepatish, according to that definition. Right, that's what, again, you're agreeing with your sister, but now I'm disagreeing with a certain percentage of your family, which would be very complicated for me to figure out, so we'll just leave it like that. Okay, now. Back to our discussion. Is Os Achas a Chatzi Shir or not? Right? If you remember, we got into this problem because we're coming from the perspective of Reb Mordechai Benet that Os Achas is a Chatzi Shir. So, how many of you had a chance to look at that Gemara in Krisos? Huh? Okay. So this already, I think, requires a strong diuk. But the Mishnah in Krisos tells me, that according to the Tana, there's a case that I'm going to be chayav an Asham Toloi, or I'm going to be chayav a carbon, excuse me. I know for sure I did an Aveira, I just don't know which Aveira I did. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. One is Chaylov, one is Nosar. Right? A fellow has two women with him in the room. One is his wife who's in need, the other is his sister. He knows he...
Why didn't he just ask them? I don't understand.
Okay.
That's a bad mistake to make.
Yes.
Yeah, you could just ask.
You could just ask.
Also,
okay, so without getting too graphic, it could be he's having relations with her while she's asleep.
So that's like double bad. Yeah.
Oh, it's bad on many levels. Right. This is strongly discouraged in Judaism. Right? Okay, gotcha.
We just had a technical question. When it said like Shabbos and Yom Kippur, when could you have them on the same day?
So you can't.
When could it be?
So we can't have Shabbos right next to Yom Kippur. They had it. Right? The Mekadosh Apiyariya, they had it, so they have Yom Kippur on Friday and Shabbos on Saturday, or they have whatever it is. Shabbos has to be on Saturday, right? You can't have Shabbos on Sunday. But you could have Yom Kippur on either Friday or Sunday.
Not now.
Correct. Nachon. Because we set up our calendar of Lo Adu Rosh, because we're Mekadesh Api HaCheshbon, not Api HaRi'iyah. But basically, Rabbi Eliezer says that if you know for sure that you did something that is carbonable, it's a carbon-bringing offense, even though you don't know what the offense actually is, you don't know which chiyuv you violated. Is it chelab? Is it nosar? Is it ishto? Is it achuso? You don't know what you violated, but you're still chayiv. Now, the Gemara on Amud Beis says, let's say it's a case that higbia bein hashmashos. Right? In other words, you have a situation that it's Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, and you lift an item up on bein hashmashos. So it's possible that Akira is on, let's say, Shabbos, and the Hanukkah is going to be on Yom HaKippur. You're not really sure, though, because it's all bein hashmashos. So zok the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're for sure chayiv. No? Because since Rabbi Eliezer says I'm chayiv for achas al ha'orig, that's Rabbi Eliezer that we encountered, so therefore I'm for sure going to be chayiv in that case, when I make my akira, let's say, on Shabbos, and my hanocha on Yom Kippur, or maybe I made Akira and Hanocha both on Shabbos, maybe Akira and Hanocha both on Yom Kippur, whatever it is, I'm going to be Chayiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because I'm Chayiv for Achas al Ha'orig, which means, says the Gemara, that you're definitely Chayiv even if you just make a Hanocha on one day. Nachon? That's what the Gemara says? Now, interestingly, this Gemara is being medame Rabbi Eliezer's shita of achas al ha'orig to a case of chutzah. If you would ask me, what is the dugma klasit? What is the paradigmatic case of chatzi malacha as opposed to chatzi shir? I would say akira without hanacha. Right? That is what a chatzi malacha is. Yet this Gemara is medame Rabbi Eliezer Shita of Achas al Ha'orig to that, implying, like Rabbi Mordechai Bennett, that chut echod by Ariga or us achas by Ksiva is a chatzi malacha. Right, so I have a Gemara. This is, again, my Rebbe from high school, Rabbi Moshe Brown, in the Sefer the Tevas Moshe. I've quoted it a few times this year already. So he has this diuk. It's a pretty powerful diuk. I noticed also that Rabbi Asher Weiss has it in his Sefer. This Gemara in Krisos really implies that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Os Achas by Ksiva is going to be a Chatzi Melacha. And even so, according to the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, the Achas al Ha'orig is Chayiv, I'm Chayiv for Os Achas. Right? That's what emerges from this Gemara. Now, I would argue, in Kenim HaDvarim, if what we are saying is correct, so perhaps the machlokes in our Gemara is as follows. We say, kosav os achas v'shlim ol sefer, man tana, right? Who says that you're going to be chayiv for os achas? So Rava says, oh, it goes like Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though os achas is a chatzi melacha, not a chatzi shir, still you could be chayiv for a chatzi melacha. Like we saw, the Gemara in Krisa says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, chayiv for chatzi melacha. But Rav Ashi comes, and Rav Ashi jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, and he says, that makes no sense. If it's a chatzi melacha, you can never be chayiv for it. So therefore, Rav Ashi says, no, lahashlam shani. In other words, Rav Ashi is saying that by kosev, writing one letter is not a chatzi melacha, it's a chatzi shir. And therefore, if I have additional chashivas to it by finishing the book, therefore I'm going to be chayiv. Okay, let's just chazer what we're saying, or to put it in different terms. We began with the problem. How can you be chayiv for os achas if os achas or shlimo l'seva? How can you be chayiv if os achas is a chatzi malacha, if it's a threshold? How can you be chayiv? Chashivas only matters if it's a shir. So the answer is twofold. Either the chiyuv is altsmak of a patish, like Phantom Rishon quoted in the Me'iri says, and we try to perhaps attribute that shita to Rashi. Alternatively, we could say that the reason I am chayiv for os achas is because Rav Ashi is coming and Rav Ashi is saying, you know what, os achas is really not a chatzi melacha. Os achas is really a chatzi shir. And Rav Ashi is coming to argue on that whole Rav Mordechai Bennett theory that we had earlier. Rabbi Eliezer would agree with the theory, but Rav Ashi is disagreeing. This is, again, the way I think about Judaism. God created the world, and then we have Chatzi Shir, Chatzi Malacha. That's like, we just streamline everything. Good? Let's just go back. Briefly, there is a large question in our sugya: is the malacha of os achas v'hishlimo l'sefer, is that makiv epatish, is that kosev? So we said Sfas Emes and Phantom Shita and Me'iri says it's makiv epatish. Everyone else says it's kosev. A few nafgaminos quickly. According to the Sfas Emes, that's makiv epatish. So l'cha'ore does not even have to be os achas, even miksas mi os achas. No, the Sfas Emes spoke this out clearly. If it's a chiyav altsmakev patish, it doesn't have to be that I write a complete letter, even if I write part of the letter. Next nafgamina. We pointed out from the Tosefta, if it's makev patish, it would be more mistaber, that has to be that I'm finishing an entire book. If it's kosev, it could be even if I'm finishing a word. Right? That's the way we said it in the Tosefta. Now, let's say I have a book that's written, a complete book. And the book is a perfect book. The only thing is, in one place you have a mem instead of a lamed. So you go, and you erase the mem in order to write a single letter lamed afterwards.
That was the exact definition of what this means.
So let's talk this out. If the chiyuv is based on kosev, so kosev requires shtei osios, no? If I erase one letter to replace it with one letter, I'm not chayav for kosev. Mochik slash kosev. But if the chiyuv is atzmaka bepatish, and I erase one letter because I have one wrong letter in this book, so I erase that one mem to write a lamed, so then I could argue that you're going to be chayav for mochik. In that case, interestingly, you're chayav for mochik because you're preparing for a makah bepatish. That's like a very unusual... Usually mochik is an opportunity to do kosev after. This is mochik with an opportunity to do makah bepatish after.
Mochik is the same as kotev, but in the opposite. Do you have to erase two letters?
So pashtus is you have to erase two letters. If I erase one letter, it can't be mochik. Right? In this case, I erase one letter. But I'm going to write one letter, but that one letter I'm going to write is not going to be chayav for kosev, it's going to be chayav for makah bepatish. Can you violate mochek as a step on the way to makah bepatish? Hello, Eli Shefa.
Wait, so we said with the Tosefta that it seems that he's saying chayav for kosev, but the Minchas Yitzchak seems to say the opposite.
Yeah, so I didn't understand that. Yeah, I told you to like glance at some of the Mefarshim on the Tosefta. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You got me on this
but it's
one.
It's interesting because he said even if you complete a tashem, like even a name, like you don't have to be inside for the whole sefer. So.
I mean, I thought maybe perhaps just as a defense for that, it could be es hashem is like hashem hanichbad vahanora meforash mepi yotzei kohen gadol, right? Maybe it means yud kei vav kei. Maybe it's Hashem, right? Like we call Hashem. No? Maybe that's the pshat. I don't know. But I did not understand that. Now, conceptually, these two mahalchem are really hinging on two separate chakiras which we have encountered this semester. One is the geder of makeh bepatish, whether you can violate it b'shas malacha or only b'shas gemar malacha. And the other is the geder of os achas by kosev. Right? These two issues are really the two wheels that are spinning this entire sugya. And I think that's actually kind of cool. Right? In other words, I have two big chakiras that we have been playing with. And these two chakiras give me two different perspectives on how we understand these three lines of Gemara. Okay, ladies, so I will see you Be'ezras Hashem uptown on Wednesday. And may you be blessed. And